Poll, Skyrocketing Inflation Causing Financial Strains Across All Income Groups. By Ethan Lechman on November 7, 2022. Skyrocketing inflation is causing major financial strains across all income groups, according to a recent Wall Street Journal Commission poll. The poll found that 64% of all U.S. registered voters say high inflation is placing a strain on their finances. Furthermore, 36% said it is placing a major strain on their finances, up 4% from August and up 8% from last year. Across household incomes, 26% of voters earning between $100,001 and $150,000 reported that surging inflation is imposing major financial pressures on their families, a 7% increase from August and 12% from March. 54% of respondents earning under $60,000 say they were experiencing major financial strains, up 3% from August and 7% from March. The share of Americans with household incomes $150,001 and higher who reported major financial strains because of inflation remained stable compared to August but rose significantly from March, The Hill reported. Earlier in the year, annual inflation hit a 40-year record high but has come down slightly since. Still, inflation is up by 8.2% since last year, with other basic necessities, such as grocery prices, rising by 13%, gasoline by 18.2%, and electricity by 15.5%. With the midterm elections set to occur Tuesday, the poll found that 48% of voters believe that congressional Republicans would be better at handling inflation compared to 27% who say Democrats would be. The journal also noted that Republican voters are more motivated to vote in the midterm elections than Democrats. Furthermore, 43% of voters say Republicans controlling the House and Senate would be the best outcome for the country, compared to 36% who say it would be if Democrats controlled both chambers. The poll was conducted by Republican pollster Tony Fabrizio and Democrat pollster John Anzalone on behalf of the journal. It surveyed 1,500 registered voters nationwide by phone or text between October 22 and October 26. The margin of error is +2.5%. You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter at @EthanLechman.